Welcome to Shom Achshom on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas Arim Yakashom and Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvah's Daf Kuv Beis. The Gemara Mudalek brings that Orif HaYoytze Achachit M'shtoris. You have an Orif that comes after the signatures were written. So there's a Mechloikis if it could be an Orif or cannot be an Orif. And the Gemara wants to learn from here to our Sugyo, to learn from an Orif to a regular guy. And the Gemara wants to say that an Orev is much stronger than a regular guy. Why is that so? Because an Orev has a Shibud D'oraisa. Orev from the Torah is obligated, and therefore it's even stronger Shibud than a regular person. Rashi brings here, how do we know that Orev has a Shibud D'oraisa? So Rashi brings the Pasuk from Chumash Bereishis, when Yehuda tells his father Yaakov, give me Binyamin, and I'll bring him back. So the pasuk says, "Anochi arvenu miyodi tevakshenu." I'm an arif. I'm responsible for him. From there, you learn that there's a shibud deraisa of an arif. Now, the Masoris Hashas right away says, "I and Hatev looking very well in the source of Rashi," because Masoris Hashas is bothered by something as the Achronim point out. If you look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tavkufa and Gimel on the base, the Gemara asks there, how do we know that an Orev has a Shibud D'oraisa? So the Gemara brings the pasuk of the Rashi, says, Anochi Arvenu Miyodi Tevakshenu. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. Because by the case of Yehuda, we talk about an Orev Kablon. Without going down to the details, for the purpose of this sugyo, a Kablon means someone that the lender goes directly and takes money from him without going to the borrower. So over here, when you look at the pasukim there in Bereishis, it says another pasuk, "Tanoi so al yodi v'ani ashivenu." You give me Binyamin and I'll return him. And because I'm returning, meaning it's me, I'm responsible to return him, you don't go at all to the borrower, you go to me. So that's a much stronger Arif. So you can learn from there to a regular Arif. And they explain this a little bit more. Because what's the Arvus over there? What's the Shaykhs of being an Arv in that place? So the answer is, the Ritva says, and many other Rishonim, the Pshat is, the Yaakovinu gave Binyamin to all the brothers, but only one was responsible to bring him back. One was an Arv. And at the end of the day, Reuben tried to be the Arv, but the one who became the Arv was Yehuda. Yehuda is responsible for to bring Binyamin back on behalf of all the brothers. But you go directly to him, you don't even go to the other brothers. That's an Arav Kabla. So you can't learn from there. So therefore the Gemara brings two other psukim for Mishlei to teach me that Arav has a Shibud D'oraisa. So the simple question here on Rashi is, why is Rashi bringing this pasuk that the Gemara rejected? Rashi brings the pasuk of Yehuda that says, Anochi Arvenu Yodi Tevakshenu. Why is he bringing this pasuk? The Gemara brought this pasuk at the beginning, but then the Gemara L'chur rejected it. Right? Rashi should have brought the two psukim of Mishlei, the Gemara concludes with. Now the truth is that not only Rashi brings this pasuk, but also the Beis Yosef in Chosha Mishpat, when he speaks about Arvus, the Beis Yosef says in Simon Kuv Choftes, Ha'arev L'chaveiru, says the Beis Yosef, what's the mocker of Arev? He brings the pasuk that Rashi brings here, Anoichi Arevenu. So the question is also the Beis Yosef, why are you bringing the pasuk, which is only a havna of the Gemara and not the Maskana? There's another question over there. The Maharsha asks, how does the Gemara prove that Yehuda was an Orev Kablon? Because the Gemara brings the pasuk, "Tnoi so al yodi v'ani ashivenu." But who said these words? The one who said these words is Reuven, not Yehuda. Remember, the way the case was, the brothers came to Yaakov, and it says, send us Binyamin. So Yaakov said, I'm not sending Binyamin, something's going to happen to him. So Reuven tried in the beginning and said, send him with me. I'll be responsible. I'll give you my two children if he doesn't come back. Yaakov did not accept it. Later, Yehuda said, I'll do it. When the Gemara says that Yehuda is an Arev, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Yehuda, it says, Anochi Arevenu. But the Gemara says, it's Arev Kablon, what's the Raya from Reuven? No, Yisrael Yadiv, and Yeshivenu. Why bring a Raya from Reuven to Yehuda? That's a question of the Maharsha. The simple answer the Maharsha brings is that if Reuven said it, Yehuda seemingly wanted to do whatever Reuven said to do better. So if Reuven is a Kablon, Yehuda is for sure a Kablon. But the Prisha on the Besesef theory in Chosha Mishpat, he says one answer that brings answers both questions. Says the Prisha, Really, when Reuven says, Anochi Arvenu, I don't know exactly what it means. It may mean Arv Kapel. And that's what more brings a right from Reuven. Reuven, when he said, I'll be an Arv, he meant to be an Arv Kapel when you go directly to him. By Yehuda, I don't know what he meant. Maybe that's what he meant. So the Gemara brings two psukim from Mishle to tell me, no, you see that sometimes the Torah will call an Arev even to someone who is not a Kabbal. And that's the Pshat in Yehuda. Meaning, I'm trying to explain what does it mean Anoichi Arven of Yehuda. Is Anoichi Arven of Yehuda referring to regular Arev or Arev Kabbal? If one wants to bring a Rav from Reuven, that's Arev Kabbal. So I'm going to bring a Rav from Mishle, it's not. And this explains also why this is Shibud Deraisa. Where is it coming from? The Torah. The Chutz Diri Kabbalah from Mishle. But according to this, Mishle just explains to me the original Pasuk of Yehuda. But we always remain that the source of Arvus comes from Yehuda. We just got to explain what Yehuda meant based on the Psukim and Mishle. This answers all the questions. I'll just conclude what the Tiferes Shlomer says, that here is the source of Arev, the first place the Torah speaks about Arvus. What's the Arvus? The Yehudo's responsible for his brothers. From here we come to the concept of Kol Yisrael or Revim Zelazeh. All Am Yisrael are responsible for each other because it starts with this place. The one brother cares so much about the other brother that he's taking full responsibility for him. He's going to bring him back in any case, any way possible. He's an Arev. That's that real Arvus of Am Yisrael. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.